Back with us this morning from the Cole County Health Department, communicable disease specialist, our friend Chesney Schulte. Chesney, welcome back.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Talk to us about the numbers, where we're at right now. And I think there's some people that are alarmed out there. But literally, since we started talking about a partial reopening and now a full reopening, you said this was going to happen, didn't you?
We did expect this. You're right. So we do have a total of 67 cases in Cole County right now. There are eight active cases, 57 recovered, and we have had two deaths in Cole County. So that is where we stand on our numbers currently. If you look at our website at colehealth.org, you can also see those numbers updated daily. So we try to keep everyone informed on what's going on in Cole County.
Yeah, Chesney, we were talking earlier on the program about the numbers and how we classify the numbers. If a veteran in Cole County goes to the VA hospital in Columbia, is tested positive, who gets done for that?
So we go based on the person's address, their home address. And so wherever they get tested, if they list a Cole County address on that lab report, then we get that number here in Cole County. We do that investigation.
Would you speculate on why Boone County has increased so significantly compared to surrounding counties here in recent weeks?
You know, I don't know what the uptick in for Boone County was, and I haven't heard individually what those cases were attributed to. I don't know if it's just the nature of more students, more mobility in and out of Boone County. I'm not sure what the issue has been there, but they started to see that uptick, you know, within the last week or two.
Another thing that came up, we had Mike Ferguson on, you know, one of our personnel here on KWOS. He had COVID, tested positive, went through the quarantine.
The hospital as well.
Yeah, went to the hospital as well. Where is he in all these numbers now? Is he immune now? Does he have the antibodies? Does he have to wear a mask? I mean, where is he in the body count on all this?
So that's one of the things. When we have a positive case of COVID-19, we as a health department can release them when they've met three different criteria. One is that it's been 10 days since symptoms first onset. The second is that they've been fever-free for at least 72 hours. And the third is that they have improvement of all symptoms. So once they meet those three requirements, CDC and Department of Health and Senior Services allows that individual is released from their home quarantine. As far as the antibody response to that infection, there's a lot that they're learning about antibodies and the levels that a person might experience and that immune response after an infection. So we're still learning a lot about that. To say that an individual who tested positive is immune to COVID-19 and won't be reinfected again, that's obviously the hope, that the antibody response would be strong enough that that person would not be reinfected. I think there's just not a lot of data right now to confirm that, but that is the speculation.
That's good to know. I mean, because people really, you don't know. So Mike would have to take the same precautions that we do and not really knowing that he could get it again.
I would encourage that just because we don't know for sure. And we see that with influenza, there's different strains or, you know, you could have influenza A one year and the next year also get influenza A if that immune response has weakened or if you get infected with a different strain. So that's certainly a possibility. And then there's some things too, like, you know, MMR, measles, mumps, rubella, you get vaccinated once in your life and ideally that's a lifetime of immune response. So it's just different for different viruses that we have circulating around the world.
All right, now COVID-19 is one strain, or
correct.
Is there mutations off of that strain?
Well, last time I read about it, and honestly I haven't done research into that very recently, last time I had read that there wasn't a whole lot of mutation from the original source that was identified in Wuhan City, China, but I haven't done research lately to say that they've still matched that DNA very closely. I would have to look into that for you.
Thank you.
Chesney Schulte's on with us from the Cole County Health Department this morning on the KWS Morning Show. Chesney, where are we at in Missouri and mid-Missouri specifically on the talk about antibody testing? That's not widespread yet, is it?
It's not widespread. I'd say when you hear about testing for COVID-19, you're still hearing heavily about the PCR, that nasal swab that detects the active DNA in your system. But antibody testing is becoming more prevalent. That is the blood sample that's taken to determine if you've had an immune response to COVID-19. Like I said, they're still learning a lot about the antibody response. So I think people, if they get that test ordered from their physician and they get their blood drawn, they want to know for sure, did I have COVID-19? When did I have it? Do I have an immune response to it? And there's just a lot of unknown about that right now. The test hopes to identify COVID-19 antibodies. However, the antibodies in structure, the antibody structure to COVID-19 looks very similar to the antibody structure to coronaviruses, that whole family of virus. So to say that you're antibody positive, are you for sure immune to COVID-19, or did you just have a coronavirus infection in the past? Also, how long will those antibodies last, and do you have an immunity to COVID-19? There's just a lot of unknown. So for people who do get antibody testing, I would recommend that they still, even if they are antibody positive, I'd recommend that they still practice preventative measures, because I can't say for sure that they won't get it.
Talk to us about, and this is a question we've had from several listeners, about the growing number of cases. Is that numbers that you're getting returned to you because we're doing more increased testing for it? And what about hospitalizations of these numbers just in Cole County?
So the cases that we've had have kind of been from many different things, you know, and unfortunately we're never going to know for sure where a person was exposed. You know, we learn in the investigation some people are related to travel around the United States or travel around Missouri. Some people have been in group settings that they can identify as a possible risk factor. And some people have been around people who have also tested positive for COVID-19. So it's hard to say where their exposure certainly happened, but we're learning more about that as we do the investigations. And hospitalizations is not reportable to Cole County, so we don't always learn about that. You know, the positive case is reported to Cole County, but it's not the hospitalization that is necessarily reportable. So we don't have a number there for Cole County. I can say lately our cases have been very mild, and we've spoken with the individuals. And so that's what we've seen lately in Cole County.
Chelsea, the street talk a lot of times comes back to just the normal flu that we have to fight every year on that virus. Do you foresee COVID-19 falling into that category down the road, that it's just going to be another one of those viruses that we have to fight every year?
I wonder. You know, they did expect that it would come back this fall, kind of that it would be a cyclical virus, maybe a seasonal virus. Will we see it in seasons to come? I don't know. I would speculate that since coronaviruses are always present in our community, that COVID-19 might just be added to that virus family, and we'll still experience that. Hopefully that in the future we'll have more of a herd immunity and a community immune response to it, that we won't have any sort of outbreaks or mass numbers that we're reporting on. But I would expect that it'll be around in the future.
Chesney, what's CDC saying this week about the potential for a vaccine, best case, worst case scenario, to have that on the market?
You know, I had heard information to say that there was going to be a vaccine ready to go as early as this fall. From what I understood, they were going to reserve that for the highest risk individuals, whether it was healthcare providers who are on the front lines of COVID-19 response, or those highest risk individuals as far as chronic health conditions or immunocompromised systems, or the elderly population. So I'd heard that. I've also heard an estimate for spring of 2021. So we don't have a great date to say for sure when the vaccine will be available, but they are certainly getting that going.
Chesney Schulte in with us from the Cole County Health Department, getting us the update on where we stand with the coronavirus pandemic here in Cole County. Chesney,
and
is
if
always...
I could interject, if I could interject one thing,
you bet.
We'll do the Department of Health and Senior Services will be hosting that community testing event. It'll be in Jeff City at the old health department on Industrial Drive, July 7th through 9th, and you can register on our website.
And there's no charge, correct?
No charge. You just have to be a Missouri resident.
Very good. Chesney Schulte, Cole County Health Department. As always, we appreciate your input every time.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate your time.